Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kathy Bucher and she's from up Exira Way. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
Well, Kathy, I was reading about you. You know that it's news in the area because you're now working with alpacas.
Yes, I am.
And there are not a whole lot of alpacas, I think, even in Iowa.
Right.
So it's rather unusual. And it sounds like you just really love those alpacas.
I do. It's really a passion.
Well, great. And I think you're going to have more and more interest just because it is a little unique and you keep learning more about it.
Right.
So how did you get started in being so passionate about alpacas?
Well, it was, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years ago, we did a trip out to Colorado, and we had booked a whitewater rafting trip. So we did that, and where we got off the raft, we had to climb up through this alpaca farm, and they were just the cutest things. And I just fell in love, and I said, someday I'm going to do that.
All right. Do you want to go up and hug one?
Oh, yes, I really do. They're so cute.
And Ken, like the ones you have, are they the kind of animals that want to be hugged? Or
The five that I got have not been handled a whole lot, but they're getting used to me. Now I've got two babies, which are called Kriyas, and they're getting more hands-on. They don't mind the touch and the feeling. So, yeah.
Well, I guess it's like other animals. They need to get used to the people around them
and
then trust you and that kind of thing.
That's a big thing.
And, of course, when you feed them, that's sort of a positive thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So how big are the babies when they're born?
I had one that was 12 pounds and one that was about 18 pounds.
Okay.
So but they're very tall. I was surprised. They're all legs.
Even the babies.
Basically. Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
interesting. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when they're full grown, about how tall do they get? And how much
they're
do they
about
weigh?
4 foot, maybe four and a half, maybe. But they weigh between 130 and 200.
Okay.
My male's probably close to 200. He's a big boy.
So what would be the danger if I came into the pen and you know and just scared them or whatever? Is there a
there
danger?
Is no danger.
Okay.
They're very curious. They might run up to you. Our male is the protector of the herd. He seems he comes up to you and he kind of smiles and he puts his face right in yours, and they don't do anything.
They
just want to be there.
Bite
well, they will kick, but they've got padded feet.
Okay. And I'm sure they have to do something to be protective.
Yeah.
I mean, every animal has some protection devices built
in. I got kicked a couple times, but it's nothing.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I think I'm confusing alpacas with llamas.
Yes, they're a little bit smaller. Same family. They're in the camelid family, but alpacas are a lot smaller.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to be so protective. I mean, no, don't we put llamas in the pasture to keep the coyotes away and so on?
Yes, and you can have llamas protecting the alpacas, too.
Oh,
I do have a Great Pyrenees that came with the alpacas, so she's the protector of the herd.
All right. And how old is she?
She's about a year.
Oh, okay. So, pretty young. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the parents, the male and female that you have? How old are they?
I've got one male and four females, the older ones. The oldest one is 7, and the youngest is 3.
Okay, and do you keep those? I mean, will you keep those till they're older and just as a head of your herd?
Yes, I've got one male, and he'll be the herd sire, unless my two new ones, the Kriyas, are males. So if they turn out better, I could breed them, you know, use them as a herd sire. But right now, we're just keeping it as it is.
So that's a part of all the learning.
Yes, oh, it is.
Yep. I mean, didn't you sort of start from scratch?
I am, yes. And I went to an alpaca show 2 weeks ago in Des Moines. It was the first one ever in Des Moines. They're going to have another one next year. But I learned a lot about what the judging is. And it's 60% on the fleece, the quality of the fleece, and then 40% on the conformation, the build, and the stature of the animal. So that was very interesting.
So talk a little bit more about the fleece.
The fleece is a very fine, softer and finer than wool. And it has no lanolin in it, so it's more hypoallergenic. People like it. It's not as scratchy as wool, and it's very high quality. I had my fleece sheared, my first batch, in May, and it's being processed at C&M Acres in Maxwell, Iowa. They have a full-service mill, and they're cleaning and processing mine into wool right now, into
So that yarn.
Yes. And that should be ready in April. And I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And are you going to keep some of that first and maybe
I don't know what I'm going to, I'm going to hang on to it unless someone offers me to make something with it. I would like to learn how to use it and sell my own products. I'd like to start a small farm store at my house and have some products to offer.
You have some big goals out there.
Yeah.
But it's
a dream.
Yes, but it is so unique to especially Southwest Iowa. Now, obviously, if they had a show in Des Moines, there are people out there throughout Iowa.
Yeah, there were people that came from Colorado, Texas, Ohio. It was a Midwest show, but there were some in Western Iowa that I wasn't aware of.
So it was a good networking opportunity for you.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
So other than being huggable, what do you really like about alpacas?
They're just neat creatures. They're quiet, gentle. They're easy to manage. You don't need a whole lot of land. 1 acre can support 5 to 8 alpacas, so you don't have to have that much.
And what do they eat?
They graze. They're grazers like sheep or cows. And then we have a supplement feed that is a product that you purchase that has all the nutrients that they need. They also need some minerals sprinkled on their feed because of there's no selenium in the ground in Iowa, and that's important to their health.
So where do they come from?
They're from South America, from like Peru and Chile, and that's their primary. That's where they were started, supposedly, when the countries, South America and North America, were connected years and years ago. They were in this country, but when that separated, they were mostly down south. So,
So, and did yours now come from Colorado?
Mine came from Eastern Iowa, and I'm not sure where she got them from. But there's some South America in their pedigree. I've got their certificate, and you can see where the parents, you know, like dogs, you know, you can go back and look at their history. So that's very interesting.
What's your goal for size of herd?
Maybe the maximum would be 10. I don't have a lot of land right now. We'd like to purchase more. We're working on that. But that would be about all I could have at this point. Just a small herd. Keep it personal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about you had them sheared and so on. How many pounds of fleece do you...
You can get between 3 and 5 pounds of fleece per animal. And my male, he had close to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty big. He's got a lot.
Now, I'm guessing that might be a pretty big bag, but maybe doesn't weigh so much?
They shave the blanket, which is around the body. That's the most desirable. That's in one bag, and then the other bag is the leg and the neck, where it's shorter hair. And together, that comes to about, 5 pounds.
Okay, 5 pounds. Okay, very interesting. I find it really fascinating. And I'm guessing you do, too, because you just keep learning more and more. Now, because you were in the newspaper, because we're talking today, because it's rather unique, I'm thinking some people might like to find out more. How could they do that from you, Kathy?
I'd love for anyone to come and visit. I can share my love of the alpacas with them. You can visit. I can talk to you more. My phone number, if you'd like, is at 712-268-5585. That's our home phone. We do have voicemail if you'd like to leave a message. Okay. I'm also on Facebook under Spirit Valley Alpacas, and you can look that up. And there's lots of pictures and videos, and you can get a taste of what it is.
All right. That will be fun to go on Facebook. And you probably, when the babies are born, you're probably out there taking pictures.
Oh, yes, there's lots of pictures. I love doing photography and taking pictures of them. So,
Now, when you mentioned you had your kind of dream was to have a store, what would you have in the store related to alpacas?
Well, I'd like to have the yarn, probably. There's other products that can be made out of the seconds, like where the legs and the neck, they're shorter hairs, so you can have rugs made out of that part. You can have felt made. I'd like to have some felt products. I probably will not be doing all the products, but a taste of what there is out there and purchasing from other alpaca farms that produce these things. So
sounds interesting. Sounds like a big challenge, but sounds like you are taking it as fun. I mean, I just see you smiling and thinking this is just so much fun.
I'm really excited about it. I hope it works. It's my dream.
Do you have other animals?
We have some steers that we feed out. we have dogs, of course, and farm cats, and I do some hogs during the summer that we feed out, and I've got some laying hens. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a little hobby farm.
You're a little farm, yes. Mm-hmm. That's very good. Well, Kathy, it's been most interesting visiting with you about the alpacas, and we really appreciate you, Kathy Bucher, for coming in to visit with us.
Ben.
You bet. And again, we encourage folks, if they want to know more about you, to go to Facebook, Spirit
Valley Alpacas
on Facebook, or give you a call at 268-5585. So thanks again, Kathy.
Okay.
Until next time, just think about learning something new about alpacas.